Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Trevor Dick is an award-winning jazz violinist whose style evokes the sound of Jean-Luc Ponty, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Mark Wood, and Canadian violin icon Hugh Marsh. Working with musicians who have formed the backup for his previous works, the newly minted Trevor Dick Band recently released the digital version of its new CD, New World, which is a departure from some of Trevor's early work. New World's jazz world folk fusion with classical and pop rock underpinnings is sure to become a CD player favorite. Trevor's on the phone with us from his home office in Guelph to talk about his new CD. But before we get to our conversation with Trevor, let's listen to Perpetuum from the New World CD by the Trevor Dick Band. And now to our interview with jazz violinist Trevor Dick. Good evening, Trevor.
Good evening.
Now, it's been a few years since we talked on this program, so I want to give our listeners a chance to catch up with you and find out a little bit about you. How did your love for music start?
Well, it started at age 7. My mom, who plays both violin and piano, started me on the violin at 7 and the piano. And I really took to the violin. Piano lasted a week, and the violin is what I took to and really started to love at that age.
Well, in looking at that, and you had a number of things you did as a youth. You were in a youth orchestra in Victoria.
Yeah, I was actually toured with the National Youth Orchestra, and which was stationed in Kingston. I was the youngest member at 15 years old, toured with them. So, you know, just kind of cut my teeth on some great classical music and orchestral repertoire, as well as I was entering a lot of festivals and that sort of thing.
So how did all that sort of transform and lead into your vocation as a jazz violinist?
Well, I really was interested in the electric violin. When I heard it, first heard it, you know, like bands like Kansas and various bands like that, and especially the musician Jean-Luc Ponty, jazz violinist, electric violinist. In high school, I started, you know, listening to a lot of alternate styles of violin music, world and jazz and pop rock, rock fusion, and in fact, I bought a, you might not know this story, Robert, I bought a little cheap a cheap Radio Shack contact pickup. I don't know if you remember the store Radio Shack, but they had, you know, just some cheap stuff there you could just buy off the shelf, and I found a pickup, and it had some putty that you could just attach this thing to your violin, and I did that on my beautiful old British violin. And
I'm cringing here. You can't see it, but I'm cringing.
Yeah. My German teacher at the time, she freaked out on me. She couldn't believe that I was doing this. But anyway, I was learning some Jean-Luc Ponty, put together a band in high school, and we were just rocking it out in one of the members' garage. It was a garage band, basically, but we were playing jazz fusion. We were trying to learn some of the Jean-Luc Ponty stuff of the day, Enigmatic Ocean or something like that. The names of all his tunes were pretty cool, along with the music. And, yeah, that's really how I started, running that through effects, delay and distortion and wah pedal and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it didn't sound that great, but it worked. It got me started.
Well, you've taken that, and you're now working with a number of people. I'm just thinking of the fact that this is actually a bit of a launch, not only for the new CD, but also for sort of the formal of the Trevor Dick Band. I mean, you've worked with the musicians before, with Steve and Will and just looking at here, Tony. On some of your other CDs, but this is now sort of you've launched it as the Trevor Dick Band. What kind of led to, you know, sort of formalizing that and bringing it together with the New World CD?
Well, I really believe that amazing things can happen when we collaborate in team. And as much as there has been a real collaboration in arrangement and writing in my previous albums that are all, you know, titled by my name, Trevor Dick, really the band has been there as a support. This was really our first, this has been our first sort of project where I wanted to formalize that it was truly an equal partnership as a band. Although, you know, a lot of the songs I again wrote, we spent a lot more time tweaking arrangements, but some band members actually wrote and submitted songs too, like Will Jarvis, our bass player, who's incredible Latin in various Cuban Latin styles, Brazilian. He submitted a couple songs, Ken Shelper Aaron and Mother's Kiss, two songs on the album, and as well as Tony Lind, the guitarist in the band. He submitted a song called Bourbon Street Carnival, which, again, just has his personality. It's really quirky and interesting, has various multi-rhythms and different time signatures that we change back and forth from, and very challenging to perform. And, so it's really been a neat collaboration of writing and arranging that we've never really kind of got to that point previously on previous projects. So it's been a really exciting process, really, really fun, really interesting, really bonding for the band as a team, and really fun music to perform. It's just really exciting.
Well, you mentioned how they collaborate in that, but people may not know who these guys actually are in terms of their quality and their musicianship. I was looking at the bios on the website yesterday, and I was amazed at the what these guys have done and who they've worked with over the years. Give us a little brief bio of the three others that are that make up the Trevor Dick Band along with you.
Well, you know, the band are presently you know, myself on electric and MIDI, acoustic violin and viola, Tony Lind on electric and acoustic guitar, Will Jarvis on electric acoustic bass, Steve Heathcote on drums and percussion. Our piano chair is presently open for the recording. It was Brad Tews, who is also a fabulous player. We're presently working with Jake Payne. But if you take a look at their bios combined, it's quite something. Trevor Dick Band members have backed up or open for such artists as Elton John, Anne Murray, Amy Sky, Ali Matthews, Del Shannon, David Clayton Thomas, Valerio Duran, Steve Gadd, Manteca, Iona, Lila Bialy, Great Big Sea, Robin Mark, Jody Cross, Shirley Bassey, Rich Little, Bob Newhart, Colm Wilkinson, David Clayton Thomas, Holly Cole, you know, the list goes on. And not only are they, you know, very active musicians live, but they're all also very active session players. Combined, you know, they've recorded on hundreds of artist albums. Many of those albums have won Juno and Canadian Gospel Music Association Awards. And they're also very active, all of them, in music education. They've attended or instructed at the University of Toronto, Humber College, Mohawk College, York University, McMaster, and on and on. And just there's a lot of depth there with these guys. And what an honor it is to work with this kind of talent.
Yeah, and when you listen to the CD, that depth of musicianship, that depth of experience definitely shines through. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk to our continue our conversation with our guest, Trevor Dick, and talk about the New World CD project itself. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Arts Connection, you've been listening to New World, the title track from the New World CD by the Trevor Dick Band. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Trevor. Looking at the New World CD, it's kind of a departure from what you've done in your previous CDs, which have been more, you know, of a worship type style musically in that. What sort of led to that transition to the world jazz pop fusion that you're doing on New World?
Well, you know, this is music that I've always loved. If people have been following my music, even the worship material and gospel music that we've done previously has had some of this thrown in there. but it's been fairly safe. This album is very, you know, is unsafe, very experimental. We really wanted to do an album that was really music that we all loved without any limits, without any boundaries, just create some great art. And but first and foremost, that was really some of where we wanted to go with this album. But people who have been following me as well in my music and ministry will know that I founded a nonprofit organization called Flying Bow Music Ministry, and we're a group of artists and musicians that do global missionary work and have a real calling in that area. And so in a lot of the mission, I've taken a number of mission trips to South Africa, Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador. I've really been inspired by the people and realized that how instrumental music can really cross all language barriers. The music can just really speak to the heart. And so I wanted to create a CD as well that was going to be really powerful music that would really engage our international audiences in the mission work that we've been doing. So that was another sort of goal for this album. We also wanted to do an album just that we could just give to anyone, that anyone could just enjoy, that would be great music for jazz in a world folk blues festivals across Canada and internationally. And so just in the hope that we can just be a quiet witness for Christ, you know, in the process. And so that's really, those are the various goals for this album. And And, you know, we're just trusting that God will open the right doors at the right time and lead in this process.
Mm-hmm. And looking at that, I mean, the album itself just spans a whole variety of styles and worlds. I mean, you've got a couple, and I'm probably butchering the pronunciation here, but the Ayabanga Village Market and Ifrikia.
Yeah.
You know, they're coming from a more of an African perspective. You've got Bourbon Street Carnival, which is that definitely that New Orleans jazz style and that. So sort of where did you pull your inspiration from for a lot of these songs, and in some cases just the arrangements themselves? I mean, New World is a medley It's a Wonderful World with Dvorak's New World Symphony. So sort of walk us through that whole creative process in coming up with this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, the title track, which the listeners were just hearing, is a compilation or a medley of two songs, the New World Symphony by Dvorak and What a Wonderful World, made popular by Louis Armstrong. I don't know if you know the story of Dvorak. He went and visited the New World, which was North America. Would have probably sailed right past Nova Scotia and down the coast, you know, down the eastern coast of the United States. And anyway, when he landed in North America, he was so inspired by the First Nation peoples. Groups, as well as the African American people and their music, and the folk music that he heard, and the rhythms and the interesting sounds, and the beauty of the landscape and the beauty of this new world. He was so inspired by that when he went back to Europe, he wrote the New World Symphony, and I thought it was just really appropriate to be able to pair the New World Symphony, which is just an absolutely beautiful song. It's one of my favorite classical orchestral pieces. Pair that theme with What a Wonderful World, which, again, was made popular by Louis Armstrong, an African-American musician. And I just felt those two songs just really melded well together, and the message of the songs really fit well as well. So, you know, that song is a very sort of, I guess, kind of pop rock sounding sort of fusion of that and sort of the classical tradition as well. And really features some really ripping, awesome rock guitar, sort of modern rock guitar playing of Tony Lind. And yeah, it's just, you know, a lot of fun to perform. Audiences just really love that song.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at all of this and you and I have had the chance over the past couple of years, you know, through our friendship and relationship we have with a couple of different organizations and ministries that we're involved with, to talk about this whole project. And I know there were some challenges with it. In fact, just before we came to air, you were telling me about the challenge you had about getting it out digitally. What are some of the challenges that you've faced in putting this together?
The vision for this project was a really big vision with a timeline that was probably not very realistic given what we were trying to accomplish. And I think the biggest challenge was there's been all kinds of things along the way that could have caused us just to quit altogether, and we've had to persevere through many, many, many different things. You know, the process, we thought we were going to be able to record this project in about, with pre-production and recording and post-production, everything, be able to do it in about a year, year and a half, but in the end, it's been 3 years, and going into it, we had no idea it was going to be that kind of a task. I did. There were just lots and lots of things along the way. Just weird things. You know, where, you know, files just got lost, and, you know, just bizarre things. Where I've had to resubmit. You know, even to CD Baby, I had to resubmit files three or four times. I've just never had that kind of, almost as if there's been resistance to the album actually coming out, you know. Mm-hmm. And but we've persevered. We just persevered and just worked through it, and you know, and it's and we're there. It's been released online, and now we're moving towards a street release in the fall and a tour, and so it's exciting, you know. And you know, God has perfect timing, and I think a lot of the process of perseverance has been good for all of us, just to wait on Him and to rely on Him for our strength. Mm-hmm. And so that's been really great. You know, there's been some amazing highlights in this. I think just the process, as hard as it's been, there's been some amazing sort of just times of just joy and amazing sort of fulfillment and excitement. And so I wouldn't trade. I mean, I wouldn't change anything. That's just been wonderful. I mean, one of the memories I have is just in recording, we had the honor of recording this in one of the greatest studios in Canada. It's a brand new studio called Noble Street, right in the heart of Toronto. And I remember one of our songs that we recorded, East of Sinai, has an incredible sort of all-out drum solo. I remember that the take, a lot of our tracking was just live off the floor. I mean, all of it was. And we always, in tracking each song, it would be Steve Heathcote, who's the drummer in the band. It would be his call which one we kept, because the groove and the drums and the bass together are the key to the, you know, the heartbeat of what we're trying to accomplish with this album. So you know, that East of Sinai, he had this epic sort of drum solo at the end, and literally he finished the tune and he threw his water bottle across the room, and he said, "That was it. I can't play any better than that. That was my, you know, I just left it on the floor." And just to have that kind of performance captured live like that in on an album is a special thing. It doesn't happen. It very rarely happens. And these are special moments. These are times that we will look back on and just go, "Wow, we did give it our very, very best." And I really think that everyone who in the band that participated on this album can say that they gave their best. And yeah, we're proud of that.
Yeah. Well, what I want to do is I want to take one final break as I'm looking at the clock here, and then we'll come back and finish your conversation with Trevor Dick. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Concho Par Aron from the New World CD by the Trevor Dick Band. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Trevor. You just released the New World CD in a digital version a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned that you're looking at doing sort of the traditional CD release stuff. What are the details? Where can people get a hold of the CD, the digital version, and what are the plans for sort of a more traditional launch?
Well, the best place to go to get the CD digitally downloaded is just to go to our website. It's trevordickband.com. Dick is D-I-C-K, so it's trevordickband.com. And the CD will be released, the street release will happen this fall. September the 7th is the formal date for the street release. Available at all our concerts, and it will be put in stores and things like that at that point, but also available hard copy online off of our website, trevordickband.com. So those are the details there. And we have a plan. We have plans for a tour across Canada. If some of the listeners are interested in booking a concert, they can contact us there as well at our website. And really excited about getting this music out across Canada and into the U.S. and beyond.
Right. And the best thing people can do to find out all that type of information is keep checking the website, trevordickband.com.
That's right. And they can also get latest information on our Facebook site, which is Facebook/TrevorDickBand. And go there and... lots of free giveaways, things like that, too. In fact, there's even a bonus MP3 that didn't make it on the album. It was one of those songs that got cut, but we still thought it was good enough to keep and master. But it wasn't really quite complete. It's called Where the Oceans Meet, and little carrot out there.
Great. Well, Trevor, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today and thinking of my guest, Trevor Dick. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, be sure to look for archive programs on our website at www.salawministries.ca. That's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Salaw Ministries, email robert@salawministries.ca. Follow us on Twitter @Salaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check the Arts Connection blog at ardaleleslie.wordpress.com. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.